Democrat Party vaporized $16 million pushing failed Nazi tattoo candidate Graham Plattner in Maine. By Amy Furr on July 9, 2026. The Democrat Party used up a mountain of cash in support of Maine's Graham Plattner, who suspended his campaign for the U.S. Senate on Wednesday in light of sexual assault allegations. Plattner was accused of breaking into Jenny Rossico's home and sexually assaulting her in 2021 when the pair were in an on-and-off relationship. Breitbart News reported Monday, noting other women have accused him of targeting them. Now, the Democrat Party and other organizations are no longer backing him, WGME reported Tuesday. According to the latest data from the Federal Election Commission, as of May 20, Plattner has raised more than $16 million since last July. He managed to spend more than $14 million of that, leaving just over $2 million in the bank, the outlet said. Under guidelines by the FEC, a candidate who drops out does have control over leftover funds. The report continued, adding, the candidate can return the money to donors, transfer up to $2,000 per election to other federal, state, local or foreign candidates, or donate to charitable organizations. However, the funds cannot be put toward personal expenses. Breitbart News's John Nolte pointed out on Tuesday that Plattner wore a Nazi SS death's head tattoo for 18 years and also highlighted other extremely disturbing things about the Democrat. Following the most recent sexual assault allegations, Plattner suspended his campaign under mounting pressure from Democrats. He denied the allegations and blamed the corporate media and political establishment for acting as judge and jury, according to Breitbart News. The Democrat Party of Maine demanded he step down and accused his campaign of trying to manipulate the process of choosing a replacement, the outlet reported Wednesday. Devin Murphy Anderson, the executive director of the Democrat Party in Maine, said Plattner will have no role in choosing a replacement. Unfortunately, Graham Plattner's team has repeatedly reached out to us in an attempt to put their thumb on the scale of what this process looks like. We have repeatedly reiterated to Graham Plattner's team that they have no role in determining our next Democratic nominee for the U.S. Senate, nor in determining what this process looks like, she stated.